The Alter Rebbe in Torah Eire, the end of Parshas Vayigash, brings down about the bracha that we say in the Sheva brachas of when a chosen and a kala, when they get by a marriage, we say a bracha and we ask Hashem, Meheira Hashem Ilekeinu Yishama, Be'ore Yehuda, and so on and so forth. We ask Hashem that speedily we should hear Ba'ar Yehuda b'chutzis Yerushalayim keil sasim v'keil simcha keil chasan v'keil kala, that Mashiach should come. And we end off and we say Baruch Ato Hashem Mesameach chasan im hakala, blessed are you Hashem that you rejoice the chasan together with the kala. It's interesting that that is the seventh bracha of the seven brachas that we say by a chuppah, by a chasana. The sixth bracha ends off almost the same, but a drop different. It ends off Mesameach Choson V'Chala. Hashem makes rejoice the Choson and the Chala. What is the difference between Mesameach Choson V'Chala and Mesameach Choson Im HaKala? Mesameach Choson V'Chala, in the sixth bracha, that Hashem makes rejoice the chasan and the kala, the vekala is meaning that the chasan is the main one that's being rejoiced, and the kala is being rejoiced together with him. The bride is secondary in following the groom. Whereas in the seventh bracha, Mesameach chasan im hakala, the chasan simcha is only connected to the kala. That means the main simcha is the simcha of the kala. What is the difference? What's the explanation? So Alter Rebbe goes on to explain that the difference between number 6 and number 7 is the difference between in Hashem's Sfiris, in Kabbalah, we learn about Zoh and Malchus. Zoh is Hashem's Midas, Hashem's attributes. It's the 6 Midas. And Malchus is number 7. The difference between Zoh and Malchus is the concept of Mashpia and Makabel. Zoh, the Midas, the attributes of Hashem, are Mashpia, give. And Malchus, the attribute of Malchus, the 7th one, is Makabel, is the receiver. That's why it's compared to a chosen and a kala. Because the chosen is the mashpia, the one that gives, and the kala is the one that receives, the mekabel. And therefore, says the Alter Rebbe as follows. In the time now, in Zman Hazeh, this time, before Mashiach comes, what is greater? Greater is the chosen. Greater is the mashpia. And the kala, which refers to Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, receives the light from the chosen, which is the midas, which in the Kabbalah terminology is called Zoh, Zeir Ampin. Whereas in the time of Mashiach, when we say the seventh bracha, Meheira Hashem Elikeinu Yishama, we ask Hashem that Mashiach should come speedily, then Malchus, the receiver, will have an aliyah, an elevation. And it will rise to a higher level than Zoh, than the Mashpia. And then we say, Mesameach Chosen im HaKala, that the Chosen is secondary to the Kala. And the main one that rejoices when Mashiach comes is the Kala, is the Mekabel. And through the Kala, she's Mesameach also the Chosen, as it says in the Pasuk, Eishes Chayil Ateres Baila, that the woman is the crown of her husband, that she is mashpia to the husband. When does that happen? When Mashiach comes. When Malchus, when the Makabel, has an aliyah, has an elevation higher than the chasen. This is why, in the seventh bracha, it says, we say, Meheira Hashem Elokeinu Yishama, Keil Sasim V'Keil Simcha, Keil Chasan V'Keil Kala. Koil Kala. Koil means the voice of the Kala. Nowadays in Golos, it says in the Pasuk, Ne'elamti Dumia. The Kala is quiet. She's the receiver. She doesn't say anything. The Kala accepts the ring that's being put on her finger by the Chosen. And she just keeps quiet and is the makabel, the receiver. Whereas when Mashiach is going to come, like we said, that she will have an aliyah and she will be a mashpia, she will be giving. So that is koil, her voice will be heard. Koil kala. Carries on the Alter Rebbe and says that the same thing is about the tefillah of Shmeina Esrei. The prayer, the silent prayer, the Amida prayer that we daven every day, we pray quietly. Says the Alter Rebbe, that is, in its spiritual context, is the idea of Malchus, of the Makabel. When do we daven quietly? That's only in Zman Hazeh, in this time. When Malchus is the Makabel, is the receiver and not the Mashpia. But when Mashiach is going to come, and the Makabel will have an Aliyah, that he will be Mashpia, just like the husband, then in Shmeina Esrei will be davened in a loud voice. And this is a very interesting thing. We don't find this. That we should find this concept that when Mashiach is going to come, we will daven Shmeina Esrei in a loud voice. The Alter Rebbe says this in Torah Eir, as we mentioned before. But the Rebbe says with this also, it could be alluded to in a Zohar, of where it says that the Zohar is speaking about that a person should not daven loud, he should daven in a whisper. So after that, the Zohar says, in Parashas Vayigash, the Zohar says, on the Pasuk, Koil Barama Nishma, that Koil, the voice, Barama Nishma, will be heard in a high place. What is the high place, says the Zohar? It's referring to Alma Ilah, the high worlds, Alma Da'asi, the time, the world's Olam Haba, the time to come, which is referring to Mashiach. And over then it will be Koil Barama Nishma, that we will daven, Mashiach comes, we will daven in a high, loud voice.